half. The junior fitting in very well on that defensive line, causing a lot of havoc for Moffitt right now.
Third and 10 as the Bath offensive unit looks to the sideline for the play call. Coming out in the spread formation, two wide each way. Actually, it's the pistol with Reindress behind him. Now he has to scramble, and he loses his footing back at the 20-yard line, and he goes down for the sack. It's a loss of 9 yards back at the 21-yard line, and now it's a fourth and a country mile.
Well, so far, that's the second time number 74 has gotten in the backfield, and Moffitt has hit the turf before Ginther could do it for him. Again, the offensive line just not able to hold down these defensive linemen. Ginther and number 50, Sutherland, were probably side-by-side to make the sack there for Harbor Beach defense.
The first down marker is at Resort Drive in Harbor Beach as the punt goes right to midfield and stops right there from Casey Kessler. From the 21 down to the 50, a 29-yard punt for Kessler. And Harbor Beach gets the ball back with halfway through the field at the 50, at right midfield at the 50-yard line. Harbor Beach leads 28-0, mind you.
Yeah, these three and outs by Bath is just not helping things. Their defense is coming onto the field with half the field already given up. Their backs are sort of against the wall. They just their offense has not helped the defense, and the defense has been getting beat badly so far. So Bath looking for a turnover or something here to get things going.
Two wide to the right, one to the left, and it's Eli Kraft and the keeper out of the shotgun. He's to the 45, down to the 40, still running, coming back to the near sideline.
Look out.
Down to the 30, to the 20, to the 15,
and
to
gone.
The 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Harbor Beach, Eli Kraft on yet another one-play drive for a touchdown. This time, a 50-yard scamper for the score. Harbor Beach, 34, Bath nothing. 5 minutes, 33 seconds left in the second.
Wow, this is starting to look like a video game here, folks. Eli Kraft just fakes hands off to Selt, who has been running wild so far this first half. The defense bites on the play fake. Kraft takes it the other way, makes one cut in the middle of the field to avoid a defender, and his speed outruns the rest. Touchdown, Harbor Beach, and what a great play.
The point after attempt coming up here. Austin Ginther, long snapper, holding is Travis Esmaker. And Nick Hessling's kick is up. A beautiful kick is that. Perfect right through the middle. Extra point is good. And now it's 35-0. Harbor Beach with the lead with 5.5 to play in the first half. You're tuned to the WLEW Sports Network.
Mark your calendars and save the date. The Harbor Beach Game Show Series is only 7 months away. Be sure to write down Saturday, May 10th at 7 p.m. for the Harbor Beach Game Show Series Season 4 premiere. We've played Pyramid, Win It in a Minute, Family Feud, and Card Sharks. But now it's time to introduce to our lineup, Wheel of Fortune. That's right, Card Sharks and Wheel of Fortune at this year's Harbor Beach Game Show Series. Saturday, May 10th at 7 p.m. Mark your calendars. This one you don't want to miss. That's Saturday, May 10th at 7 p.m. The Harbor Beach Game Show Series.
Bath leads.
Wait, what?
Bath leads in something. I'm not sure. It's not football at the moment. 35-0, Harbor Beach with the lead. 5.5 to play in the first half. As we're getting word, we have listeners from all across America listening to this game tonight. From Florida, South Carolina, Nashville, Tennessee, and from across the pond, over in London, England, is listening tonight.
Really?
Yes, indeed. So hello to our listeners across the world. You can stream online at WLWSports.com or thumbnet.net and just click listen live as the kickoff is muffed at the 21-yard line and Harbor Beach dives in at the 25 where there's a big bounce and looks like Bath comes up with the, recovers the fumble on the return. Number 5 brought it in, Tareen Resigual. As I think that man is just going to haunt me in my dreams for the rest of my life.
How do we say that? Tareen Resigual?
Resigual.
That's a tough one there.
A lot of vowels. That'd be a beauty for Wheel of Fortune. First and 10 for the Bath Fighting Bees, right to left across your radio. As they send Richardson in motion to the right, and it's a handoff right through the middle to Reindress. He's out to the 27-yard line, maybe the 26, according to the spot. A 2-yard pickup, 8 yards to go. Second down coming up.
Yeah, you're going to have to get a body on number 74, Austin Ginther, taking Reindress one-on-one and making a tackle.
8 yards to go. Second down, working off the just inside the left hash for the Bath High School visiting team here tonight. As really, it's too wide each way if you count the flankers. Pitch out to the right to Richardson. Colin Cook is there to meet him. He blows by him, though. He's still back at the 25-yard line. Not much gain there. Maybe a yard. Still 7 yards short of the first down. The first down marker's at the 34-yard line of Bath, and they're way back at the 26.
Tackle made by number 2, Travis Essemaker.
Third down and 8 coming up for the
8 yards to go, according to the spot, on third down for Bath with 4.5 to play before halftime. 35-0. Harbor Beach with the lead. Three wide to the left, and Moffitt rolls to his left looking to pass, and he catches it. He actually was intended for number 3, Leslie Payne, to the 33-yard line, but the Harbor Beach secondary got a fingertip on it. Number 3, Colin Cook.
35,
DJ Ridner, rolled out from the linebacker position out to the near sideline and got a finger on it and brought it in for and made an incomplete pass. So try and figure out what I'm trying to say here, and now brings up a fourth down for Bath from their own 25-yard line.
It would have been very close to a first down if the pass would have been caught. Nice job by Ridner knocking it down.
And Casey Kessler's punt is high and mighty. He gets out to the 48-yard line, takes a Bath bounce down to the 42-yard line. Actually, the 41-yard line, it rolls dead. And Harbor Beach will be pinned back with their deepest position on the field so far, and it's at their own 41-yard line.
Yeah, you can say that's a pretty good problem
to
have so far tonight.
4 minutes to play in the first half. Eli Kraft gains the final words from Troy Shelkey. Eli Kraft is one of the few people on this Harbor Beach squad that doesn't go all three ways on special teams. First and 10 for the Pirates from the 41-yard line, their own territory, left to right across the radio. Two wide each way. Seltz in the backfield. Kraft staying in the pocket to pass. And he goes right through the hands of Mitch Hearn at the 46-yard line. Falls incomplete. Thrown a little bit too high. Mitch Hearn, a good structured receiver. 6 foot, 170 pounds, and a junior. He's also a very solid kicker, but unfortunately in front of him is an excellent kicker in Nick Hesley. Second and 10 for the Pirates. It's shocking, Dave. They didn't score on their first play of the drive.
Yeah, that pass was a little high, but I bet Hearn would probably tell Kraft, throw it my way again. I'll get that one next time.
As Eli Kraft fumbled, he didn't know where it is, and Bath picks it up at their 34-yard line. Number 54, Brandon Chapko, scooped it up and ran with it down to the 28-yard line, a 6-yard gain on the fumble. Eli Kraft thought he handed it off, but really had no clue where it went. He looked to his right when it went to the left, and Chapko was there to scoop it up and give the first turnover of the game back to the Fighting Bees, and lit a glimmer of hope for the Bath visiting team.
Yeah, Eli Kraft and DJ Ridden are having a little conversation there. First mistake we've seen at any point in this game so far by Harbor Beach. Looked like Kraft wanted to hand it off to Ridner. Ridner looked like he had no part of that play. Put it in his lap, and the ball went to the turf immediately after. Let's see what Bath does now with their best field position of the night.
And they have a man in motion, Richardson, to the right, and they're going on the reverse back to the left, and they pass it down the field. It's way overthrown. The nearest receiver was number 6, Marcus Allen, at the 10. The nearest point you may have been able to catch that was at the 2-yard line. And a little bit of trickery yet again falls incomplete, and now it's second and 10 from Harbor Beach's 29-yard line. Bath on the offensive.
The closest person to catching that pass was number 10 of Harbor Beach, Josh Shelkey, and it was overthrown him as well.
Clock stopped at 3 minutes and 44 seconds before halftime. Bath trying to get on the board for the first time tonight. Double wing offense, they motion to the left, and it's a handoff to Reindress right through the middle. And it's a scrum out to the 25-yard line. It's going to be a 4-yard gain for Reindress, the fullback. That's his fifth carry of the night for 11 yards only.